All right, welcome back, everyone. We're back again.
Welcome. Yeah. Last week also had a wedding, so we couldn't do it.
Wedding. Yeah, but last week we had things to. We had a life, I guess, last week, so we couldn't record. Mm-hmm. But we're back again this week, so yeah, welcome back. And. Okay.
Yeah. That doesn't work because I was waiting for recording. Now it sounds like I'm the only one who didn't have a life.
Well, you're Larry, so it's understandable.
You didn't I say hit anything, him up. Though. I'm like, okay, aren't we recording this week? And he's like, we got things to do. Donkey is busy. I am busy. And I'm like, but me is lonely.
You didn't even text me last week. What do you mean?
I did. On Monday, I think. I was like, bro, or I don't know. I asked you subtly. I'm not going to be the sucker and be like, when are we going to record? I you know, slipped it in there. Like, aren't you guys recording this week? I was like, what if you guys just, like, left me? We don't need left anymore.
You would have seen the upload. You would have seen the upload on our channel. But anyway, yeah, Donkey had to go to a wedding, so, yeah, tell us about it, Donkey. What, okay. Tell us about your wedding story.
I can see you guys on my screen, hold on, give me 1 minute.
You don't need to see us.
As long as we can see him, right?
Yeah, okay, so... Yeah, it was a mutual friend. It was Sim's wedding.
Yeah. That,
we knew from the app application. So it was kind of surreal because it's like I'm older than her and she's getting married and there's so many people. Oh my god. I was the only odd one because she knew us from a different source of a different place, a different source. So I only knew like one person there. So I was like literally there all alone. I'm like,
he called me. I remember he called me when he was at the wedding, and I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, he doesn't know what to do. He's like that Pulp Fiction meme of John Travolta with the suit. And he's like,
yeah, exactly that. Because, yeah, I was alone, and there's a lot of people. I wasn't even kidding. There's really, like, a lot of people. TK saw, like, there was a lot of people, and don't know anyone there, except for, like, her BFF, Crystal. So, yeah, I was just standing there in a suit. And
they showed him to his table, and he was he then went down and sat down at the table, and there's no one else. The table is empty, right? Everyone's going off mingling, socializing with each other, and he's just there sitting at the table talking to me.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, fuck, man. Yeah, yeah, but after that, yeah, I got, and afterwards, like, I got to know, like, talk to some people that, except for TK, because TK went to cook or something afterwards.
Yeah, I was busy because you remember him, Larry, Army Abhai. Like, he came for his graduation ceremony. He graduated this year. So he came for his graduation ceremony. So I was there at like a senior's place. And we were all hanging out there during the weekend. And so we were cooking and making shit and like drinking and other stuff. So, yeah, I was kind of busy with that. So, yeah, I couldn't really... Yeah, when Donkey called me during the wedding ceremony, I didn't even hear the call because my phone was charging in the other room. So,
Yeah, bloody panchon. I was calling him so many times. I was like, Sims is walking up. Like, I kept calling him to see it. But then every time she walks out, he's not there. So, panchon.
I mean, if Sim wanted me at her wedding, okay, she would have bought me a ticket. All right.
Fuck you! What the fuck?
I would have been there. It would have been fun.
What the fuck?
It seemed like Donkey wanted you. Donkey should have had you as his plus one, you know, and then flew you over so that you could have been there.
No, fuck that! I want to mingle, man. I'm single.
Wait, but you did end up like mingling with someone, no? Like meeting someone?
Like talking to someone? Yeah.
Just you didn't get a date out of it?
No, nothing. I'm just talking to people. Like, yeah, I knew a friend. I knew a new friend.
Oh, so you made a new friend today. I mean, on the wedding day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like
yeah, making new friend is difficult. That's a you know good thing. How did you manage to pull that off? Did she friendzone you, or you had intentions to make a friend? Which one?
Were you real trying to make a friend, Donkey? Okay, you can tell us. Go.
No, I just continually ask her the moment she sat down if she's lost.
Para punne. Okay. Wait, we gotta talk about this. Okay. Alright. So, you know, when we used to be hosting in that app, the audio app?
Yeah.
At that time, something that we would do, or. Mainly, I started it, and then Donkey also did as well. Is any girl who came into the into the room, we would say, "Hello, baby girl, are you lost?" In a fucking creepy way, because at that time, you remember this Netflix movie, 360 Days. It's like sex movie, you know.
365, I think.
365 or something, yeah, something like that. It was popular and trendy, and that line was popular everywhere. And so I was like, "Hello, baby girl, are you lost?" And then we started doing that. All of us started doing that in our room, and every girl would be like, "Kenya, hi, I did this, hi." And we'd be like, "Don't worry, daddy's here to show you the way." It's so fucking cringe when you out of context, but during that time when you're in that room, it's like, you know, we're just having fun and doing fucked up weird shit. So, and that unironically used to work. All the girls would be like, "Oh no, don't." Like, and we'd be like, "What the fuck? We just said one line. How is this working?"
It's like Joey's forbidden fruit. Like, how you doing?
How you doing? Yeah, it's kind of like that. But, you know, the 2020 version or something. But yeah, we used to do that all the time. So now, just before we started recording, me and Donkey were playing COD. And I'm saying to him, like, "Yo, Donkey, I've been out of the dating game for so long, I forgot how to flirt, okay? You gotta teach me. You gotta teach me how to flirt again. You gotta give me some tips." And this Pancho says, "Oh, you just keep saying, 'Are you lost, baby girl?' until she responds. You just gotta keep repeating that."
Okay, look, I have faith in Donkey. If Donkey says that works, then that works.
No,
you just gotta you know, go to campus. You walk around your campus.
"Are you lost, baby girl? Are you lost, baby girl? No, are you lost, baby girl?"
Okay, and if they say like no, then you're like, "Oh, I am lost to you. Are you lying?" Something. I don't know. Just make up some shit.
No, it has to be creepier. It's like, are you lost, baby girl? No, but I am. I'm lost in a sea of love, baby girl.
Yeah.
How much love can you give underneath those tits? You know, stuff like that.
I could never say that in person to a girl, okay?
Okay, then say this. I want to be lost in your hoo-ha. I want to get lost in the jungle. I need to clean shit up.
What?
I'm going to clean it up.
Give me a razor and a hair remover. I'll take care of the rest.
I'll bring a trimmer and a toy. Don't you worry, girl. I got you.
I bring the C to the T, the camel toe.
They say I look like an Arab, and I can take care of your camel toe.
What the fuck, man? But only that
like
line.
Like an
only
Arab, I'm carrying a bomb in my pants. If you know what I
mean. Oh, what the fuck!
Suicide bomb of love, baby.
Beep 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 beep.
This is good. I'm gonna bury my face in it.
Things are getting heated up, if you know what I mean. The C4, baby. And the 4 isn't the number 4. I'm uncircumcised.
4 times.
No, uncircumcised 4. 4 skins. Fuck, man. Oh my god.
I am circumcised. That doesn't even make sense.
Maybe Larry is a...
You can play off as you're a Jew and be like, my ancestors have seen so bad days. I need you, baby girl. And then she'll be like, what? And you'll bring up, you know, colon.
Oh, there's this trick that I used to do when I was really young.
Well,
okay.
Okay, so I'm listening.
So if okay, you gotta know if the girl likes you first or not. If you be certain that she likes you, and then I used to do this like we're sitting on a bus. So I think I told this to you before in Langkawi. So okay, what I did was I sat down beside her. I was like, hey man, give me a hand. And then she gave me a hand. So I just pretended to look at it and just like pretended to like, oh, look for some shit that isn't even there. So I was like, I grabbed her hand. And I said, if you let go, you're my girlfriend.
What?
Bro, that's like a smooth.
Bro. Well, that worked. We held hands throughout the day, though.
What the fuck's sake? Yeah, I remember now you told me. But that's a bit advanced, okay? You don't wanna whip that out on like very early, you know, or it could get awkward.
The fuck do you mean, man? I do that like regardless.
I mean, it's kinda it sounded like one of those, you know, like gurus on YouTube and Instagram telling you how to pick up girls, and this is like one of their methods.
The other one is just keep asking if they're lost. Are you lost, baby girl? Are you lost, baby girl? Are you lost? Each time, like, they sit down and, like, you know, okay, let's say you go out with her for a meal.
Yeah.
And she sits down after coming from the toilet. Are you lost, baby girl? Said, no. And she goes out again. Then she comes again. Are you lost, baby girl? That's all you ever say throughout the whole date. Until she says something about it, like, yes, I'm lost. But what's fucked up is the moment when she reciprocates that, and then you have nothing for her after that. You're like, yeah, you're lost. I'm like,
It's like, after that, you are lost. Like, you don't know what to do anymore.
I wasn't expecting you to be lost. I only had one game plan, and only one.
Oh shit, I remember that one of our co-hosts in our Vam. Yeah, he did that. Like, he used to do that as well. And one time a girl actually responded and like, yeah, I'm lost. Show me. Like, the girl was actually hitting back on him. And when the girl did that, this guy was like, okay, what do I do now? It's like, lost. He was like, donkey? TK? What am I supposed to do now?
Yeah, because you were so used to getting rejected.
I mean,
he would flirt with everyone just to get rejected. That was his whole shtick.
I mean, I can't understand, though. Like, you know, it's not every day a girl flirts back at you. So you basically don't have much experience with that. So it's easier to crumble.
Yeah, but that girl ended up, like, dating him forcibly. <Yeah. laughs> So it was like he was not in the driving seat anymore. He was just the passenger. This girl had taken the driving wheel. Okay.
They're getting married, though.
Wait, are they really? I haven't heard anything about it.
I think they are.
She that was the last time.
She took him to the ride, you know what I mean?
She found a way. She found a way. She isn't lost anymore.
She found a way. She's like, you hold on. You put your seatbelt on. I'm the one who's driving this ship. I'm the captain here.
See, that shit works. Are you lost, baby girl? That shit works.
No, but he's lucky. He eventually found like a MILF who just came in and took the steering wheel. And she was a MILF, okay? Like this, we don't even know how the fuck it even worked. Like this Bancho who has no idea. He's just, this hot girl out of nowhere just comes and like, yeah, I'm lost. And
like legitly she's lost, like because she was new to the app, so she was legitly lost. Like, yeah, I am lost.
Yep. Well, I haven't heard from them in a while though. When's the last time you talked to Vam or her?
Oh, Vam not so much, but I have Esther's like Instagram, so I see her stories like often.
I have it too. I see her stories, but I don't see any mention of Vam.
Like, she's not like us, DK. She has a life above outside relationship. She doesn't have to keep being asked where she's lost anymore.
You know, there are some girls who would, like, post of their boyfriend or, let's say, fiancé, if they're getting married. I think, like, you presume that she would, right?
Somebody. Yeah, it's Instagram. Everybody posts about their boyfriend or girlfriend all the time. Like, on stories, anyway. I see it all the time.
They do? Maybe our age difference, you know, the age gap difference. Like, people like me are old fucks. We post about grumpy shit. Like, oh, fuck, the neighbors are fucking noisy and shit like that.
I mean, I kind of respect that, you know? You don't need to put everything on social media. You gotta have something for yourself, you know?
Keep your lives private. So that no one has anything to say and nothing bad will come from it.
It's coming from somebody who showed his tits the last episode, I think.
Who?
You!
Wait, he showed his what?
He was doing this!
Oh, you mean like that?
No!
Like that? Larry, I know you can do it too, Larry. I can see it through that sweater. Can I see a cleavage, please, Larry?
I got actual boobs, so no.
Mm, it would have I to see? Be.
I don't want TK to have a hard time editing, you know.
And you then lost, you baby boy.
My tits a lot more than mine's you okay. would want to.
No, I bet they're so hairy that we can't even see the cleavage anyway, so it's fine.
No, I don't have a single strain of hair.
I don't believe it. Show it! Show it! Receipts! Okay! Yeah, prove it!
I would rather not.
I have a spoon, I can sense your nipples for you.
Yeah. I would leave it to your imagination. How about
I have
that?
None.
Wait, speaking of imagination, I did something.
Why?
I read Chainsaw Man to the finish. The manga. I Why? Saw up until the 8th episode, and on the 8th episode something happens, and I was like, okay, I can't wait a week for this, I need to know, and before I knew it, I basically ended it. So now I'm the superior human being here who reads mangas, so you boys need to respect me, you know? Because now I'm one of them.
No, you're a weeb. Who the fuck reads manga? I don't even watch anime. Fuck you, weeb.
I don't
get out of here.
Yeah, I don't know. It was my first manga. It was kind of weird. Not my first though, but yeah. I'm not into manga. I would rather watch an anime, but I was like, let me just, for the sake of it. I skimmed through it. I didn't read the entire thing, but I got the entire story out of it.
You skimmed through a manga. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, Zuko. Yeah. How are you doing?
What? In what sense?
What you got going here?
I had this for like a couple of years now.
What the fuck? I don't remember this. Donkey, you remember right. this?
It's actually growing out.
What?
I just shaved it recently.
What is it called? A goatee or something?
He's always had facial hair, what?
Sorry?
No, Zuko always had facial hair, what?
Yeah, but then it was long, now it's just like well-maintained.
Well-maintained.
I mean, as well as it could be, I guess. Wait, where are you now?
I'm still in Miri, but I might be relocating to another place by next year.
Next year? I saw you went to KL or somewhere. I went to KK.
I'm planning to open a business there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
KK is where?
Sabah.
Oh.
It's just like literally. Yeah. So just gonna go there, open a business, you know, try something new.
What
What's Uro doing?
That's Larry.
That's so cool. I need that. Send it to me. Or send it to the server.
I'll send it later.
Love to.
Wait, Zuko and Larry, you guys haven't met each other, so Zuko, you meet Larry, the other Bangla with the white guy name. And Larry meets Zuko, the Paki.
With a white guy name.
With a... Zuko is what? It's an anime name.
Yeah,
I guess.
I'm just missing the scar, that's it.
Maybe he's a Zoro fan, and you know, Zoro would be too obvious. Let's make it Zuko.
No, it's from Avatar. The Last Airbender.
Oh. I saw some of Avatar. I didn't finish it. Is it the guy with the, you know, with this scar on his face?
Yeah. Growing up the hair to get it soon. They probably burned off my own face.
I kind of liked Avatar, but I don't know why I dropped it. Apparently, a lot of people are into it. I didn't even know when I watched it. I was like, I thought it's
because
just
you read the manga.
Yeah. Not enough anime TDs. Okay, let's be real. It's not enough anime TDs.
Could be.
I mean, if you want mommy materials, it should be Legend of Korra.
Isn't that gay?
I mean, if you don't put into that sense, the first part wasn't.
I don't even know, but I just heard Legend of Korra is gay. I mean,
only in the last book. In the first three books, no.
Okay.
Okay.
But you know, I need some mommy milkers in my face when I watch the anime. You know what they say about fan service? Okay, I completely disagree. I think that's the reason why anime is so popular. Okay, that's the reason One Piece is so popular. That's the reason why any anime is popular. It's because of those ginormous titties.
Okay? Bible Black.
Exactly. Another classic. And without them honkers, you wouldn't have this art of anime as we know it today.
And there's never in between. There's either huge mommy milkers or just straight up lolly. There's no in between.
Yeah, that's what I like to see. Except the lollies, I hate lollies. Wait, have you guys heard they're actually like trying to criminalize lollies in Japan?
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's fine. That's a good news actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good maybe for us who don't like lollies, but the perverts who like them.
It doesn't sound like my problem, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. Like, I mean, it's about time, you know. The Western culture is catching up to them. They're like, oh no, this isn't okay.
Yep.
Like, go ahead. Yeah, it's it is that, but it's in like art form, right? So I saw they actually did a Vice documentary on this shit, right? And I was watching that. I was watching the Vice documentary on YouTube, and all these Japanese people are like, "Yeah, but you know, it's not hurting anybody. It's in written form. It's like it's art, and you can't criminalize this because it's been going on for, you know, hundreds of years. It's tradition, and you know how the Japanese are with their traditions. You know, they still use all the fucking paper. They still haven't like moved on to the digital age."
Yeah, it's a tradition that helps perverts or make perverts, so it's not a good tradition to have, right?
Well, what do you guys think? Does that kind of art actually make perverts, or does it actually give them an outlet, you know, to let out their steam or let out their perversion instead of taking it out in the real world? Because that's the argument that Japanese mangakas use. They use the argument that, oh, we're giving these people a way of releasing themselves without, like, actually endangering real life, you know, people.
Okay, but shouldn't it be enabling people more? Since you're giving them an outlet, right? It should lead to people, like, taking it to serious levels and actually doing it. Also, because you're already enabling the actions.
Yeah, they might start thinking that, oh, these anime characters are doing it, so maybe it's okay if I do it. That could come as well. Like, you know, they wouldn't be like, oh, I'm gonna get off with this 2D character and I'm not gonna look at any young girls. It might be the opposite, right? It could be the fuel to the fire, that fire, you know, that lights up the forest or shit. It could be the catalyst.
Yeah, but I would play devil's advocate here and say, like, the same argument could be made about video games, right? Or any kind of action movie or, like, you know, like supernatural or whatever, superpower movies. You know, always people have made the argument against video games that, oh, it promotes violence and all this shit. But, you know, the people actually playing video games, they would never do that. It's just in the game they're actually doing all this cool shit. They wouldn't go IRL and, you know, buy a gun and try to shoot up people like Call of Duty, right? So it's the same argument kind of applies in anime as well, because it's obviously not real. Like, anime is like hyper realistic, like a lot of crazy wacky stuff happening. People are not going to confuse it for real life, right?
Yeah, I mean, that kind of makes sense. Like, that's a good argument.
But it's Japan, like, a lot of people who are supporting this in Japan are not the type that separates this from the reality of things. That's probably why. I mean, there are a lot of dark things in Japan that happen that we do not know behind all the social media. So, I would think that a lot of situations, not majority, but this has probably, like, condition a lot of shut-ins to be very warped in their perverted minds because of situations like that, and because of how Japanese culture, it's still quite backward, in the sense that, I wouldn't say backward, but they're still holding onto the tradition, as you said, of females being the second. So they still believe like males hold the authority and stuff like that, certain parts or certain people. Although they are changing, but it's still, you know, part of their tradition still holds. So that, based on that, it acts like money. Like money enhances who you already are. So sources like that, I would say it goes both ways. Like, it enhances who the person already is, but it's really up to the person to be revealed as a criminal or as a person who has like proper morals. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's a complicated topic, but I mean, yeah. I mean, it's like there are some people who are like that, you know? It's like they're born like that and they can't help it. And I'm
I don't think so. That's true that they're born like that. That whole argument is kind of, I don't know. Just like, it's just like that's something you tell yourself to make it okay. It's like some people can be jerk and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I have this medical condition, that's why I am rude. It's like, okay, but you don't have to deliberately be, you can try to improve. It's like one of those things, like, oh, I am, when I was a child, ever since, I was attracted to young girls. Which, when I was 5, I was attracted to 5-year-old. Now I'm 20, I'm attracted to 20-year-old. Like, fucking grow up. Like, you don't have to be stuck at that, right?
Your argument is a very boomer one, okay? It's like, oh, all these gay people, I can't, well, you know, why do you have to be gay, okay?
I'm not saying about gay people, but the...
I think the problem is
pedophilia or something, that's what I'm saying.
No, but I think it's an actual condition, like, they actually show interviews with these people, and they actually talk about it openly, like, they have tried and many things to improve or change that part of themselves, but that inner desire is always there. Yeah. So, I mean, there will be people like that, but as long as you don't act on it, you know, and try to control your, what is it?
Desire. Instincts.
Yeah. It's fine, but, you know, it's an actual, like, it's a serious crime, because you're actually hurting other people, you know, and kids, especially. When you do that, so it's very bad.
Yeah, it's there's no proper. I mean, I'm not. I don't support pedophilia, but yeah. I mean, this topic itself in itself is a very gray area topic. Like, because I do art, and you know, I kind of see like both sides of the story. So it's a bit hard to determine, like, it depends on the main point of the conversation and the debate of where they're heading to this. If it's about censoring art itself, it's a bit different. But if it's about to protect vulnerable people of a certain age, because this pedophilia doesn't just like happen to females, it happens to males as well, like younger boys or generally kids who are young.
Yeah.
So yeah, it really depends on where the whole main point lays in terms of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
See the silence.
Yeah. feels like a courtroom, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, we are talking about a topic like that, you know?
Yeah, things just suddenly became so serious. What the fuck, man, TJ?
It escalated too quickly.
Yeah.
That's the show, folks. Okay, you never know when it's gonna. You never know where it's gonna go.
Yep, that's why we always ask, "Are you lost, baby girl?"
And it all started from lolly girls.
Oh. I mean, right. Who would say such a thing? You know, who would start such a debate? Anyway, wait, I just thought of something. Okay, we were talking about pickup lines earlier, Zuko. So
yeah.
Okay, let's have everyone give a pickup line. Okay, your best pickup line.
Oh, oh shit! I'm sorry, suck at that, bro.
So according to Donkey, the only pickup line, the only one you need, is "Are you lost, baby girl?" Okay, you just keep saying that until the girl like gives up and says, "Yes, I'm lost." So yeah, let's get everyone to give your best pick.
I want to sit this one out because I suck at this.
Oh, come on!
Give it a shot. You know, whatever you have.
What's the situation? What's the environment?
I don't know. Any environment.
What was the last environment you used a pickup line?
In my case, it's not me asking it, it's the girl asking me.
So,
so I mean, any of the pickup lines you got, what did you think was the best then?
Shit, I need to think about this. Which one was it?
Okay, well, you can think about it while we go to Larry.
I have no clue. Oh my god. I was just hoping that you'll, you know, we'll brush this off and it would never come to me.
No, we never skip. Okay? We never skip.
Bro, I use a lot of pickup lines, I'm not gonna lie, but...
We got a bad boy right here! Larry's flaring up, baby!
No, it's not like that, but my everything that I come up with, it's spontaneous. It's like, I don't know, like, whatever.
Okay, you're sitting, you're waiting at the DMV, or waiting at the dentist appointment or something. A cute girl just takes an appointment and sits right next to you, and you look at this girl, and you're like, I want to say something, but I don't know what. And what do you say then?
Hi.
I hope the dentist doesn't drill you all day, because I would like to make an appointment later.
Bro, why do your pickup line sounds like something from my age, man? What the fuck?
Bro, maybe I'm an old soul. I don't know, bro.
What the old fuck was soul? That?
Like, I come up with shit like this all the time. Like,
this is just cringy as fuck, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's supposed to be line? Funny. It's supposed to make them laugh and be like, yo, he's kind of funny.
You know? Wait, that was better than I expected, though. I'll give you that. Oh my god. Donkey, you got anything else besides Are You Lost, Baby Girl?
Can I see what's inside your mouth?
Omaf?
Can I see what's inside your mouth?
Oh. No, so you're supposed to be like,
what are you, David Blaine? David what? Blaine, you're magically gonna make a penis appear inside her mouth?
No. Oh, well, that depends on what she says. I can fill up that cavity for her.
Okay, Tika, what's your pick?
Oh. You know what? I didn't think about
it. I remember one of Tika's best pickup lines all of a sudden. Oh my god.
Really? Tell me, because I don't remember.
Okay, this is way back, like in 7th grade-ish. So, there's this girl, and we are like, oh, she's pretty. And he goes like, I'm gonna... Oh! Do you remember this? Do you?
Yes.
Okay, say the pickup line now.
Okay, so there was this girl, okay, in high school. And she was like a few classes our senior. But she was like the prettiest girl in school, okay? Prettier than any other girl. And so we were talking about something and she came up. And I was like, you know what I'd like to say to her? You know, wait, what? We're talking about toothbrushes, right? Toothbrush and toothpaste for some reason. And she came up and I said, you know what I would say to her? I'd say, you know, yo, take this brush and start brushing the toothpaste. You can use my special brush, okay? And you can start brushing and the toothpaste will come out in a bit, so don't worry.
What the fuck? Bro!
That in was Bangla, it sounds even dirty and even on the point. Because I think in Bangla, it was something like, baby, you start brushing and the paste will come out later. Something like that.
What the fuck, TK? How do you say it in Bangla?
Yeah, tumi brush korte thako, ektu pore paste ashbe. I think that, right?
Why does it sound so funny?
And believe it or not, Donkey, at that time I was like, you are God. Oh.
What the fuck?
I said that and all the homies lost their shit. They all laughed. We had a blast. It was a good time.
What the fuck? look what has happened to TK now. Look at him. Just look at him.
Yeah, like asking for pickup lines though. You had so much potential. What did you do with it?
It's like playing an instrument, okay? When you're out of practice, you know, you lose touch, okay? You're out of the game for too long and you lose it. You have to get back in the game, as to say.
Okay, now we can go back to Zuko. I think he had enough time to Google stuff, how to do pickup lines, best pickup lines, just to come up with
one. Okay, I think I'll sit this one out, because I literally have nothing to contribute here. Like, I can't think of shit, bro.
What the fuck?
Man got cold feet, bro.
No, usually mine is just like, on the go, according to whatever the text is going on or whatever shit. Because I don't engage at first.
Yeah,
usually it's not. Yeah,
that's the same with us. I mean, I don't have a number of pickup lines in my mind. But you know, when something starts going, and sometimes I have to keep the dirtiest shit in the back of my mind. I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna say that. Okay, I'm gonna say this other family-friendly version.
What about the time you were trying to hit on Layla when she first entered the room?
Layla?
Yeah.
I forgot. Did we use pickup lines on Layla?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Who is this Layla?
Go away, Larry. Go away. Don't even think about it, Larry.
We convinced her to not join the other room and join our room instead.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, sounds way too much dirty than it is.
No.
The thing is, it's like
she's a great girl.
Like she was trying to supposed to join this other room in app that we hosted on. So like she entered our room. We just outright convinced her that we were the better room.
We duped her so hard. We were like, no, you believe me. You don't wanna join that room, okay? So you know what. The shit goes on there, you know, you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, we were talking about some, we were having like some this intellectual conversation, like trying to talk about language and all that, right? She was really into it, right. And the moment she joined in, it was all a scam.
The moment she joined my room, we started talking about all this dick and pussy and all this shit.
She was completely scammed.
Like it's like a Bangla and a Paki teaming up to scam someone, scam an Italian girl.
Shit.
Blames us for that, you know?
But I don't know, maybe, I don't remember if any pickup lines or any dirty lines I used on her, because...
No, it wasn't the first time she entered. I think it was the second or the third time she entered the room. Just like, okay, it's time.
Oh, yeah. I one time I remember I said, oh, Layla. Okay, that sounds like a porn star name. I remember a few Laylas I saw. You know, they were really fun girls, you know. Another one would be because she's Italian. I would say, you know what the Allies did to you in World War II. It was pretty bad, but nothing compared to what I will do to you.
What the? Shit.
Wow.
Oh my god.
That's good.
Yeah,
but everyone that entered the room was just like, we were just like being normal. Only Layla was scammed so hard.
Yeah, she was scared. She's too good. She's too innocent. She fell for it.
Then she joined us, then she became like us.
Her inner weirdness got out with you guys. I think she found herself.
Yeah, like there were 8 calls on the app, right? So people can like, only 8 people can be on the mic. We had this one session where everyone just used dildo as profile picture. And it wasn't our idea, it was Layla's.
Wait, it was?
Yeah, it was her idea.
Holy shit. Yeah. We had like different dildos as a profile picture. Who had the black one? I forget.
And then we had like something around.
The one called.
Remember the color shade? Warm rose?
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh well. Well, that's about it for the pickup lines. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about pickup lines, okay? I've been out of the game too long.
Well, when all else fails, DK, follow the old ways. Are you lost, baby girl?
The time is tested.
It has always failed at first, but due to persistence, it worked.
Oh yeah.
It never works, you know? Never works until it works. Okay.
Well, that was one of your specialty back then.
Yeah, I would say any girl who comes into the room, I would always the first one to say that, and everyone on the mic would just groan. It was like, ugh. There he goes again. I don't know how it worked. It worked every time. It worked.
Well, yeah, that happened. Like,
well.
TK with his Are You Lost? And with my gobbles, and something happened. Oh, magical happened. What?
Yeah, you're what? What are you gonna say?
La 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 la. That's what he was saying.
Yeah, just gobbling.
What do you mean? He was already saying the words of intellectuals, you know, what else do you want? That's the cream of the la cream, you know, that those are the best words.
He speaks the tongue of the gods. Mere mortals cannot understand.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys want to get tattoos next year, you can come to me. I'm going
all the way to Singapore.
Yeah.
You're doing okay, you're gonna start doing tattoos again, what, next year?
Yeah, next year, freelance.
What kind of tattoos are you doing?
Depends on what people want. Most likely, like, dark stuff. Dark stuff is probably my forte, but there are other artists inside the shop as well. So, yeah.
Because I've been looking for, like, since the past year to find artists that can do, like, caricatures. Like, you know, those cartoon-style tattoos. And it's quite hard. Yeah, there's not much in Malaysia, that's the thing. They either go detailed, goth, usually, tribals. You don't have much artists that does cartoons. Or minimalist, that's a lot.
In Singapore, there's a lot though for all this cartoon anime stuff. It's like a trend. It's a trend to the extent that it's quite cheap to get it. Like one panel is like for $150 or $200 SGD kind of thing.
And it's not too bad. It's like 600 plus ringgit.
It's yeah, you have to see. Depends on which one you're going for though. Usually those prices are usually for apprentices. But not or some of the apprentices are not bad. Like the ones that the shop that I'm going to has like two apprentices as well, and they're probably gonna be doing some anime stuff or some cartoony stuff as well. So yeah. They probably have some prices, like, but I'm not sure how long they're gonna have this price for, but yeah. The anime stuff is pretty popular over here now.
I don't know what kind of tattoo would I get if I ever got a tattoo.
I know, for you, TK, right? You should want to get one on your forehead. Kafaro. Perfect.
Okay, what if you get a donkey?
Kafaro? What the fuck?
Kafir.
Kafir, fuck you! Fuck you!
That came out of nowhere. I was like, "What? Is there a hidden message that I'm not getting?"
And there's a lot more you're not getting, Larry. More than just a message.
You're the one who's not even getting pussy, so shut the fuck up.
It's okay, at least I'm getting money. Money over pussies, bro. You know, you gotta get money or pussy. Either one, bro.
At this point, I feel like Pong Pong friends are for life now.
Well,
wait, Zuko, you didn't go for Sim's wedding?
No, she didn't do any live stream. Also, I'm not in Singapore, bro.
I thought you would go for Sim's wedding.
Dude, do you know how expensive the ticket is? We just had an election, and then there is, like, this in the incoming recession, the price are just...
Yeah. Oh, well. Wait, someone was going to say something?
Oh. Larry.
Donkey was roasting me. Why did you have to bring that up, okay? I thought we moved past that and it would end. Not in here and it will go away. He's like, oh, Jesus. Why the fuck did you want to bring that up?
Continue the roast. My bad for interrupting the roast. Continue the roast. No, but he's
you,
not
just... You know what? Fuck you.
No, I was gonna say, like, did anything else interesting happen the past week or anything, like, for you guys that we can talk about a bit
before
we end?
I was just saying that since his name is Larry, my name is Philip.
Because, like the Philip screw bulb, I wanna screw you, baby. Bro, come on and just laugh at it!
I didn't get the first one. What the fuck is the connection of Larry and Philip?
Screwdrivers.
Nothing. Okay. No, to me there's nothing. It's just some old boomer name. It's like Philip, and it's not something you expect someone to be named at this age.
Like Bob?
Like a Larry.
Yeah, like Joey. Like Bobby, yeah.
Like Larry.
No, we like Donkey too much. We don't want to switch to Philip. Nah, Philip doesn't have that punch to Donkey. I think Donkey is better.
Let me be Philip.
No.
Philippi. Let me be Philip.
You know what would match you great, Larry? If you had Adam Sandler vibes. They'll perfectly match the name.
He does! Look at his fucking beard and his sweatshirt!
Yeah, all I need is what? Those, like, basketball shorts and a bit more weight, and that would... I'll be the brown version of him.
And you gotta
get a buzz cut.
Does he have a buzz cut?
Yeah.
He does?
Have you guys seen his, like, latest movie? The
Hustle
one with the diamonds?
Oh no, Uncut Gems.
Oh, the cruise
uncut,
thing, right?
Uncut Gems.
No, he had another one, Murder Mystery also. He became a detective.
Murder Mystery, yep. I didn't see that one, but Uncut Gems I saw. It was a great movie, man. It was
awesome. Yeah. Wait, he had another movie, the basketball one.
Yeah, Hustle.
Hustle, yeah, that was really good.
I didn't see that one.
I didn't see that. Uncut Gems has been under my radar for like 6 months or so. But it felt like a serious movie, and I was like, I'm not into a serious movie right now.
I mean, it's the kind of serious in a way, like similar, like Wolf of Wall Street is serious, I guess. There's a lot of funny shit, fucked up shit happens in the movie, you know? Oh. But it's really good, and his performance was really good, and yeah, the outcome at the end of the movie, that was... That came out of nowhere.
Yep. Well,
but yeah, he's really good. Like, when he actually tries to do serious acting, he can actually do it. But all he does all the time is just make, like, goofy movies with his friends. He takes his friends to a vacation somewhere and just shoots a movie there.
I think, like, that's normal. Like, okay, in Curb Your Enthusiasm, on, like, season 2 or season 3, they talk about this Seinfeld characters like being labeled as the idiot, so you always have to be the idiot because other than that people can't see you doing anything else.
Yeah, you get typecasted.
Yeah, I think that's what happened with him as well. Rather than having a diverse, you know, diversifying his acting career into different roles, he just was like, oh, he's the funny guy. If he does the funny bit, we get money. So he's going to be the funny guy forever. I think that's what happened.
But these comedians, actually, when they do some serious acting, they're so good. Like all the comedians. You see Jim Carrey in that movie, The Eternal Sunshine or something.
One of my favorite movies, bro.
The Spotless Mind, Eternal Sunshine, something. Then I saw Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller in that movie. I forgot the name.
Which one?
You know, where he works for like a photo magazine, photography magazine.
Biffy?
No. It's The Mysterious Life of something something.
I don't know if I've seen it.
I've seen it a while ago. It's pretty good. It's pretty, pretty good.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Have you guys seen Guillermo del Toro's new movie?
Guillermo
the Cabinet. Yeah. I think it's a movie or a series. It's like the mystery. Hold on, let me find it.
Oh, it's called The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Oh, that one is nice. Mitty. Yeah. No, that one is nice.
Yeah, Walter Mitty.
That it's a really feel good movie.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a thing for feel-good movies or coming-of-age movies. They kind of hit different for some reason.
Oh, you gotta see this one then. You gotta see
it's top tier.
Yeah, it's really good.
What's it called again?
The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Are you asking for a code number for the video?
My brain cannot process. I heard it and I was like, then I wrote on my laptop, duh, and I'm like, oh, what was the second word they were...
It comes up to duh.
Yeah, and then I'm like, you guys sound dumb.
Just like Ben Stiller and Mitty. Mitty,
maybe I'll just watch our episode, you know, and figure out what they said, and don't be an idiot and ask again.
Just look up Ben Stiller and it comes up.
Oh, the Cabinet of Curiosities. That shit's good.
Okay.
Guillermo del Toro's new series.
Alright, we'll look it up.
I haven't seen it. Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's why. I don't.
What do you mean?
Have you seen the part 6? JoJo's part 6?
Oh, I'm still watching it right now.
Oh, I finished it.
How is it?
It's good. The ending just throws you off for like a loop. The loop. You know?
I know the ending. Meet in heaven, reset the universe.
Yeah, but the way it end, I didn't know the specifics about the ending. You know, the character. You know, which character is gonna be the main one in the end? That just threw me off for a loop. I mean, this guy, like this fucking guy.
Okay, guys, we need to give a spoiler alert, and then you'd have to ask me and Donkey if we are okay with it, and then you can talk about it. What is this? This is unbelievable.
Like, Donkey's never gonna watch it, and you will forget about it by the time you watch it, okay? And it's JoJo's.
Maybe it was on my list.
Spoilers never hurt anybody in JoJo's,
it
okay?
It does hurt. Okay, I'll tell you a story now about spoilers, okay? So, clearly, as kids, probably we were somewhat into Spider-Man, right? We all probably loved Spider-Man growing up. So now, this...
Sticky stuff coming out.
Mm. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, the right-hand gesture.
Let me vent, okay?
Oh, so now you know why you're good at this.
You know, babe. I was a Spider-Man fan.
That's how Larry kept his relationship for so long. The Spider-Man.
Okay.
That's long distance as well, you know?
Okay, so there was a lot of speculation, right, that Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland, and Tobey Maguire all were going to be probably in the last Spider-Man movie. And I was, like, buzzing. I was like, okay, this could be it. I don't know. I don't want to get anything spoiled. I want to watch the movie. I want to get this experience because probably this is a one-time thing, you know? Like, a thing that started when I, you know, when I was a kid, and now finally they all come together. So it's going to be a big thing if they do. So I don't get any spoilers whatsoever. It's the second day of the release. So just one day after it, I went to the theaters with my roommates. And then I kind of feel the tension. I'm watching the movie, right? I kind of feel the tension that either Andrew Garfield or Tom or Tobey Maguire could come onto the screen. Yeah. And then I started doing this, like, Allah, please, Allah, Allah, Allah. I'm legitimately doing this, you know? Please make it happen.
He's praying in a Marvel movie, dude. You're so fucked. You're so humored out, okay?
Okay, I'm doing that. My roommate is next to me, and he goes... And he goes, yeah, Andrew Garfield is just going to walk in. 5 seconds before Andrew Garfield walks in. And I'm like, the fuck do you mean by that? And he's like, yeah, I got spoiled. And then I look back on this giant screen and Andrew Garfield is already there and the theater is buzzing. And I'm like, fuck this. Fuck this.
That's the best spoiler timing to ever have.
Yeah, and now everybody in the theater is like, you know, like they're crying as if, you know, it finally happened. And I'm out here like, fuck you, bitch, fuck you, I'm gonna fucking kill you. You ain't no friend anymore. I ain't fucking.
That's such a Curb Your Enthusiasm moment. It's like you avoided the whole time, and in the end, someone comes and tells you just before it's about to happen, and cue the music.
Bruh, that shit, like, I don't know, like, I got so pissed, like, I didn't even rewatch it. I was like, I'm done with it. Like, it's real, it's done. Marvel is done.
Oh my god.
I take spoilers seriously. Like, if you spoil any show, like, I wouldn't watch it. Like, for me, like, I like to go in blind, be it a series or book. I would like to know the plot, but nothing more than that.
Why don't you go blind into your wedding night?
Yeah. You don't like spoilers, right?
Yeah. Mom, Dad, I've decided. I don't like spoilers. You guys pick out the girl. You decide the arrangements, everything. I'm going into this.
If you guys decide the girl, I'll probably walk in and be like, it's no girl, it's a him. Like, the fuck did you guys do?
No, the thing is, why would your parents find you a guy? You're already expecting a guy. You low-key wanted it to be a guy.
No, I think, like, there are way too many people like me who would like to enjoy the experience and won't want to get spoiled.
That's what you think.
You can set a plot, and that's it.
No, look, like, at Donkey here. He fucking he watches a whole fucking recap movie on YouTube before watching the actual fucking movie. Okay.
Donkey, come on. Donkey, say that that's not true.
No, I'm the sort of person who, when I read a book, I read the introduction and the ending. And then I enjoy the process of from point A to point B.
Mm.
I'm a very process, in the process kind of person, rather than just the finalization of the results kind of thing.
Okay, for me, like, the thing that I enjoy...
It's just like Golden Requiem in Part 5.
No, like, it makes sense.
Yeah,
it makes sense on Donkey's part, but for me, I would like to... Like, I would watch a movie and I'll be like, yeah, I know what the ending's gonna be. I can guess where the story is going. And then I want the director or author to to make me feel like, yeah, no shit, you didn't know that. They would like do something that will blow my mind, and I'm like, oh damn, I didn't expect that. And when that happens, that's the show that I like. And I think, like, I like Game of Thrones a lot because of it, because I never saw the Red Wedding. Like, you know, like, I didn't know that the entire cast is just going to die. Like, the fuck? Nobody has... None of the fictions that I've seen, they did that. And still be good in the fourth and fifth season. So for me, that was, like, the peak of the peak, because I would never expect that.
Yeah, I mean, but it depends on the type of show or movie, I would say. Because in a Marvel movie, you know what's going to happen, okay? You know what you're going and expecting. In Black Panther 2, you know what's going to happen. You know, it's no big deal. In Spider-Man, you know what's going to happen, okay? He's going to shoot some webs. He's going to, shit
some the guy webs. And the movie's going to end.
Yeah, he's going to get the girl or not, and so on and on. But we were talking about JoJo's, and in JoJo's, spoilers doesn't matter, okay? I could tell you something spoilerish, and you watch the show.
I still would want to watch it.
Yeah, you still have no idea when it's going to happen, or how is this going to happen.
How the fuck it happened?
Yeah. I can tell you that the fucking... Wait, what's the wacky fucking shit that happens in JoJo's?
Crazy Diamond. No. What's the stand with the zipper?
Oh, Bruno Bucciarati stand. Sticky fingers.
Sticky fingers. I don't know how he's gonna utilize that shit, but fuck, it blew my mind.
Yeah. I can say this guy is stand who dresses like a fucking gimp with zippers all over him. I can tell you he has the power to zip shit out of existence. Like, he can open a zipper and put something somewhere, or make something else appear somewhere with a zipper on it, and you'll say, okay, but what is he gonna do with it? And your mind will be blown every time the way he uses it. It's like insane. It's like stupid.
Okay.
But somehow it works. All right.
I still like to, you know, like, experience thing like on a first-hand basis. Like, okay. Again, I have two thrones. I presume that everyone has seen it. Unlike season 5 finale, somebody dies. But before the final
every episode, finale, someone dies.
Okay, Jon Snow dies in the fifth season last episode, I think. He gets killed by his own people, like stabbed to death. I got spoiled two episodes before that. It's like, Jon Snow is gonna die. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean by that? And then he goes, oh, no, it's okay. He's gonna come back in season 6. And I'm like... Like, that just ruins the entire thing. That, the build-up, the entire season builds up to that moment. And then this next season is the payoff for people waiting for a year. Obviously, I would watch it probably in 15 minutes, but still, for that 15 minutes, I would want to be surprised. Rather than I'm like, it's just
fucking caught. There's something that spoilers completely ruined. Have you guys watched this movie called The Sixth Sense?
No, it's on my list. No,
you guys never watched The Sixth Sense?
No.
Is it good?
It's good, but... I'm gonna spoil it for you guys.
I don't mind.
If you know, but the spoiler is such an integral spoiler. If you know the spoiler, you'll never want to watch the movie again, okay? Like, as a kid, I found out about the spoiler, and I never fucking watched the movie again after that. Like, I never watched it the first time, but after knowing the spoiler, I was like, yeah, it doesn't exist anymore for me.
Right,
spoilers really depend.
You put on a spoiler-free thing and go on and tell us.
Okay, the spoilers for The Sixth Sense, everyone. The fucking 30-year-old movie. But basically, in this movie, this kid has problems, right?
Sounds like all of us.
Yeah. This kid has issues, and this random guy... I think this guy is supposed to be his stepfather or something, or someone his mom is dating. She tries to help him throughout the whole movie. He's like sitting down with him, talking to him, taking him places, and like, you know, it's a really, it's kind of a sad movie, trying to help this kid out and shit. And by the end of the movie, it's almost at the end, in the third act, you find out what this kid's problem is, right? And it's a very serious moment, and this guy is finally getting a breakthrough. He's like, come on, tell me what is it? And he says the problem, and it's the biggest spoilers in all of movie history. His problem is he can see dead people. He sees dead people. And he sees ghosts, basically. He sees dead people. And the moment he says it, you zoom around to this guy, and you realize this guy is dead. This guy doesn't exist. Because he can't remember his life. Like, he can't remember his past or how he died or anything before that. And throughout the whole movie, you remember, wherever the guy goes with this kid, nobody notices the guy. They're always talking to the kid or noticing the kid, but nobody says anything about the guy. And you finally realize, and it all makes sense, that he's been dead all along. He's the ghost. He's the dead person that this kid has been seeing.
Oh, damn.
Okay, now I don't have a reason to watch it anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
that makes me want to watch it more.
Yeah, I would watch probably a 10-15 minute video of some guy explaining it better than TK did, and be like, oh, okay, very good. And that's it.
Some spoilers are good.
Yeah, it's how such an important part of the movie. A whole movie builds up to this point. So if you know this spoiler, you don't want to watch it. Like, after I learned this spoiler, I never watched the movie. I never watched it. I don't want to watch it.
So it's like Orphan, the movie Orphan.
No, Orphan. Oh, yeah,
they made another movie, right? For Orphan.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not good apparently. But Orphan doesn't have a spoiler like that. I mean, the spoiler in Orphan, you could see it coming throughout the whole movie. You could see.
No, not really, man. I didn't see it coming at all, man. The first time around, I didn't see that she was so old.
Oh, the oldness doesn't matter, actually, but we all knew she was crazy, okay? We could always see it coming that she was crazy.
Yeah, but the thing is finding out, like, why, like, what's the problem? Like, you wouldn't expect that she would be like that.
Yeah, and they actually got an actual actress to play that, and the actress is pretty old as well, right?
No, she was a young girl.
She was played by a young girl?
Yeah. The first Orphan, right?
Yep.
It's actually based on a true case.
Oh, it's one, I didn't know about
it. It's one of my favorite movies. I felt so related to it.
Like, some spoilers, it's just okay. You know, you knowing it, still you're gonna enjoy watching it. Like, One Piece Red, the final part of it, like, I knew it was coming, like, 1 month before the movie even came out. I still went to the cinema, I still watched it, I still enjoyed it, I still screamed my lungs out, like, "Whoa!"
Oh, did you know the Japanese football team, the coach made the entire team watch, like, the One Piece movie before they went onto the pitch? Like, or a day before the game, and they fucking, like, killed. They did well, I think.
I think there was just, a rumor.
I don't know, like, I saw
it. The Japanese football team is around there watching fucking One Piece movie before.
I don't know, maybe they're fucking, I don't know.
Can you imagine they're running around with a ball, time to go get second, just speeds past everyone.
Yeah, imagine they watched Blue Lock and be like, yeah, we're going to win the World Cup. Like,
Blue Lock manga is really amazing. Blue Lock manga is... Blue Lock manga, yeah. Perfect.
I don't know, like, for me, like, especially... Okay,
Inazuma 11 is the OG football anime, though.
No, it is. But once you read Blue Lock, Inazuma 11 falls down a couple levels compared to how intense Blue Lock is.
Okay. Like, I don't like that.
It's an anime and a manga. You would want to read the manga.
Okay. So the anime is mid, or like the anime is good, but the manga is better?
The anime is good. The manga is more detailed.
Oh,
Anime, you just want to see the action of them scoring the goals and all that stuff. It's a that manga has no, like, the character's growth. Like, this always growing and growing, growing non-stop, like a normal, like, shonen, right? But this one is like, everyone is growing and beating him and beating him and beating him every single time.
Oh. Okay. Like, I didn't like the premise of it because, like, you know, like, a striker does... Sure, it matters, but a world-class striker or goal scorer does not define a good team. Like, with Poland, right? They had the best striker in the world. They couldn't do shit. Like, it's like one of those things. Like, because I'm so much into, like, football or soccer, whatever you call it. So for me, like, I see the philosophy differently of the sports than how any sports anime or movie will show it, because I think I know a bit more than the average viewer of the movie or the manga watching, so they have to keep that in mind and mellow it down so that everybody can enjoy it. But for me, I want the fucking, you know, Pep Guardiola mind game shit. Tell me how the space opened up, or I don't know, some crazy shit, right? So that's why I don't like I watched you, like, I think the only anime, sports anime that I like is Haikyuu, because I didn't know anything about, you know, volleyball, or I don't care. It was just fun. But when I know too much of the sports, like, I watched Kuroko's Basketball and I was like, eh. Probably Slam Dunk is way better, and I should have went to Slam Dunk and not Kuroko's. But
I just don't watch sports anime. I just don't watch it.
If you want a really good manga that mind fucks you every single time, it's Jujika no Rokunin. That fucks you up a lot.
What is that?
It's a revenge manga.
Oh, you watch all the fucking revenge mangas? Revenge anime? Like that, what was that one called?
Redo of Healer? No, I don't watch that. I saw the manga, how it progressed. I'm like, nah.
Bro, I got into isekai. I like isekai. I don't know. It's just the junkiest junk, but I'm a sucker for it. I don't know what to say.
Do you know how, like, low isekai animes have fallen? To the recent anime is Reincarnation as a Sword. What the fuck?
That one's okay, actually. I was just telling them that one is pretty okay.
There's a Reincarnation as a Vending Machine one.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. I didn't hear about this.
I don't know if it's an anime yet, but there's a light novel, Reincarnated as a Vending Machine.
Alright, straying back from this, like, I want some light novel recommendations. Some, like, you know, OG, the good stuff.
Oh, the Monogatari.
Sailor Moon?
Monogatari series. Those are not even light novels, they're manga.
No, they actually started from light novels.
A high school DD?
Yeah, it's actually a light novel, then implemented to manga, then an anime. No, it didn't come, the manga didn't come. A light novel into anime straight.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, you can just watch the anime of High School DD, it's so much better. Like, you actually see the tits in your face.
Yeah, but then the light novel, it's like, the anime is left behind by a couple of volumes, a lot of, like, 10 volumes behind.
Okay. Monogatari. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, Monogatari series is one of the most, like, complicated and fucked up, like, stories. There's animes for it, anime for the whole light novel, I think. There's Bake Monogatari, there's Nise Monogatari. Like, it's all one series, but different arcs animated into different shows. Like, okay. Different arcs are animated at different times, but it's all the one show. And it's really a mindfuck, you know? It's the dialogues are like, blah, 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 blah. They just keep coming, okay? You don't even have time to read them all. They keep on dialoguing, and just something beautiful at the end comes out. But you need some patience to stick through it. Because at first, none of it will make sense to you, because the story is told in a non-chronological order. So it's not a chronological story. So they fill in the story as they go along. So
that's kind of hard to follow, because you know I'm like a beginner reader. Like
if you
I
want
like
to read the,
okay,
if
I you... I told you about this one light novel that I really liked, right? It's called Three Days of Happiness.
I thought that was a manga.
It is a light novel which was also made into a manga.
Okay.
But I read the light novel. And the thing is, like, for me, I need a fast pace and as well as, you know, an immersing story that will suck me in. So a 4-hour read, I did it all at once. Like, I went to a coffee shop and I just kept ordering coffees until I'm done reading. Like, I had like 2 or 3 coffees, 1 P session in the middle, and I just finished it all in one sitting and then started questioning my life while walking back home. But that's beautiful for me because I enjoyed that way too much. But then again, if the story is not that, like, immersing or doesn't, like, you know, is not fast-paced enough or I'm confused, then it's really hard to keep going.
This story is very fast-paced, and it's immersive as well. Only the anime is told in a non-chronological order, but if you pick up the... If you read the light novel, I think it's all in chronological order.
Okay. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't read, okay, I don't read light novels, so I don't know how the light novel side of it is. I can only tell you about the anime version. But yeah,
for me, I think light novels are kind of better. Like, it obviously depends person to person. Like, I do like mangas as well. But I think when you're reading light novel, it's like just another book. But you know it's going to be good. You know it's going to have that anime shit to it. So you know it's going to be better. So, and if you let your imaginations go through it, like, I read, like, a few books in my life, probably less than 5. But in all those books that I read, if I go back and think about them, I have this mental images of those, some powerful scenes that never was actually created, but it's in my mind. And I think that's kind of neat that I would like to, you know. So that's why I like reading rather than watching or reading a manga, because it's already there. But if you like actually imagine things, like you have characters, faceless characters, and scenarios happening in your head while you're reading, it's kind of, if you don't read, I don't think so I can explain it to you, but it's kind of cool.
Spoken like a bookworm. Like a nerd.
No, like, it's so cool. Okay, so there's this... Okay, I'll give you an example. So there's
okay,
this
keep
scene.
It, keep it short. We gotta end it.
Okay. There's this scene of this guy, old guys. His wife dies. And he walks into this psychiatrist room. And he goes like that, "My wife is dead and I don't know what to do. I don't have the will to live anymore." And the psychiatrist, like, looks at him and asks him a bunch of questions, like, you know, like, how long have you been married? How was your wife? Did she love you? And then he goes, like, "She loved me more than anything in the world." And he goes, like, what lengths would your wife would go for you? And he goes, like, "She would probably even die for me. But now that she's not there, I can't do the basic things in life because everything reminds me of her." So then the psychiatrist goes like, he sits this old man down, gives him a hot cup of beverage, and then goes like, "Imagine if you died instead of your wife, and your wife had to live the grief. Would she be able to survive this pain that you are going through? How much torment it would bring her, how much tears will bring her eyes, knowing that you are not going to be there next to her. So why don't you think like you did her a favor by letting her go first, because now you are carrying the burden for her, and that should let you go forward in life." And when I read that, I was like, oh my god, this is oh my god. And I had this mental image of this old guy walking in, sitting there. There is a coffee mug with, you know, like steam coming off, and this guy telling him the story of his wife. And in every stage of that read through, this scene was playing in my head. And regardless of a movie or a manga, this scene is unique to me and the way I imagined in my head. And the profoundness of it will always stick to me. And I read this book like 4 years ago. I still remember to the teeth those dialogues. And I don't think so any movie or manga has ever done that for me.
Well, that's what books do, though. That's the thing about books. You can make them, like, you know, imagine it your own way. You know, that's the good thing about them. But I have very less imagination, so if I read something like that, everything, all that comes to my mind is, oh, I'm reading this. Yes, reading, I am. Yes, copying. Yes.
What's the book that Larry said he was reading again?
It's called Man's Searching for Meaning. It's for Victor E. Frank.
I think Uro is actually doing it right now.
No, I'm not. I'm off. No, it just sounds very similar to what I'm going through. Like, TK knows it.
See? Exactly what I said.
What?
Are you?
Who's... Yeah, you are the one who fucking told me that I'm not over my ex party panchot.
But this is about a person who... It's about a person who died.
Yeah, the thing is... The thing is... Death doesn't necessarily have to be physical death.
Well, yeah.
You know, a person dies to someone else the moment their presence is erased in the other person's life. So that's the main concept of death.
Well, maybe you can read the book. I remember him. I remember he offered me the book, or he told me to read it before, but. No, I never ended up reading it, so maybe you can read it, Donkey.
Yeah, I'll read it. Like, if I can find something.
It's a psychological book. Like, you know, this. Like, I don't want to spoil it if you want to read it. I don't think so. There's something to be spoiled. It's just, it's about World War II, I think. It's about the concentration camps and people struggling. It's like one of those. Stories.
We read different kinds of World War II books.
What the fuck have you been reading? The Mein Kampf?
I would neither confirm or deny that.
Zuko's out there reading the Mein Kampf.
I read a lot of Karl Marx shit.
Oh, Karl Marx. Yeah. Communist Manifesto. I'm into communism. Okay, I'm a regular Joe. I stand up for the proletariat. Yeah, fuck the bourgeoisie. Am I right? But anyway, I think it's our time to end. Donkey's out there searching for
meaning.
Yeah, for meaning.
I was supposed to go to the gym, but my friend canceled.
So why are you outside?
He just sent me the message saying that he forgot to bring his shoes.
So you're going back home?
No, I'm going to buy food.
Okay.
You know, since I'm out. But before we end it, Larry.
Yeah.
You're right. I don't get pussy and money at all.
What?
How long have you been holding on to that?
Where is that? What? Where did that come from?
It was like you know, all people syndrome, you kind of forget, like, you wanted to say it and then it just hits you back suddenly like an ex that you never knew that was pretty enough.
But you are getting money, though, more than me or Larry. Sure.
Yeah. You're richer than probably all of us.
No, this is not called richer, this is called normal in Singapore. The moment
you're calling us poor, then okay, don't call us poor like that. Don't call us out like that.
I'm not calling you.
No, just, not just take it that you're rich.
Yeah, I'm not calling you para punde. I'm not calling you poor. I'm just telling you that it's easier to earn money here.
Ah.
Okay. If the high living cost, it's not that. I don't think it's that worth it. Also, if you're planning to relocate, unless you can get a really high paying corporate job, then probably yeah.
That is because you're viewing Singapore as a country to live in. But if you're viewing this Singapore as a company that you're working at, there are ways to be frugal as well with your money.
True.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Now that we've got that out, everyone's set to their heart extent. Okay. I think it's time we end it here. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us again this week. And Zuko, thank you as well. And thank you for everyone who's watching today and who's going to be watching next week as well.
Oh, so, you gotta let them know about your schedule as well.
Schedule? Yeah, I mean, I'm going through a hectic schedule, so there might be a week or two here and there where we don't upload, you know, until February. But, you know, you're fine with that, you know. I mean, you watch the Talk Cock podcast, okay? We know what kind of person you are. So... we're all the same here, okay? You and I, okay? We're all proletariats here. Okay. See you all next week, or whenever next week is.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.